Turn your Bibles, 1 Peter 5. So I'm going to share something God put on my heart really strongly. He says, I want to help you and I want to help my people in their daily life. He goes, I want them to understand that many of the things that they go through are not my will. And sometimes we think because we face and encounter trial and situation or temptation that we're just supposed to be perfect all the time and we're just supposed to endure it all the time. But in reality, there is an operation in God that he can lead you around situations. A lot of times we think we just have to be so strong all the time and endure all the warfare. But God, not only can he cover you when you're with him, but when you're back in the world and you're in your occupation or you're in the ministry or you're with the in-laws and the outlaws and you're with situations and people, that God can divinely orchestrate freedom for every day. And he's, now what I'm about to share with you, he said, this is a daily operation. Say daily. And he goes, you need to ask me for this daily. Say daily. Now, 1 Peter 5 says, be sober and be vigilant. Say be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walking about seeking whom he may devour. Now, we're learning how to escape him when we're in the Father, when we're in the secret place, when we're in the rest. We go through the door, we can escape him, but you still have to go back and live in the world. Amen? And when you're living in the world, there are certain things the enemy is going to try to orchestrate. But there's also divine orchestration by the Father as well. And if we'll believe the Father, God can divinely orchestrate daily freedom on your behalf. Say daily freedom and a daily escape from some of the assignments the enemy is orchestrating on your behalf. Now go over to John 17, if you will, turn in there to verse 14. I want to share something that he shared with me. It's going to be very simple today. This is heavy the way he showed it to me. He says, if you will believe me for this, I will cause you to escape circumstances and temptations and testing and trials that you would otherwise attributed to me that were not of me, but that were of your adversary. I'll cause you to escape it on a daily basis. But he gave me some very specific instructions on what to do. And I thought this was just for me because I started employing this immediately. He said, no, this is for the body. I want you to share this today. Now, Jesus in this final prayer, Matthew 17, said something very remarkable here. Verse 14, he says, I've given them thy word and the world has hated them because they're not of the world, even as I'm not of the world. Listen, if you carry God's word at a level of meat, at meat level, say meat level, at filet level, mignon level, if you carry God's word and if you're in this church, you are carrying that kind of word. And if you're carrying that word, the world system is going to hate you. Now, people might love you, but there's a system out there that's going to disagree with everything you do. That's going to confront everything you do. There's a system that you live in out there that's going to try to put up barriers around you and confront you and be an adversary to you. That's just the nature of walking in this level. However, we are not subject to that system, but we need to be properly clothed by God in these areas. And notice what he says, I pray that you should not as take them out of the world. God didn't call us to live in a monastery and become a monk. We're still going to live among people. We're going to dwell in the heavenlies, but we're going to come back and dwell among people in situations. And we're also going to dwell in adverse circumstances. But notice what he said. He's praying to the Father. He said something really remarkable. He says, I pray that you should not take them out of the world, but you should keep them from the evil of it. So many times we feel that we have to be so tough all the time and so strong all the time. And we do have an adversary and we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities and powers. But the fact is we belong to another kingdom, and God's kingdom, just like wisdom said in Proverbs chapter 3, it says, all her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are paths of peace. I'm like, where is that in our walk with God? Where is all the ways of pleasantness and the paths of peace when we get out there? Because the fact remains, we come out of the secret place, we get in the world, and there are situations that will confront us. There's people that will confront us. The enemy will confront you. Adverse situation. How many of you had a few and just since the turn of the year, a few things confront you? Raise your hand. I rest my case. So if we know this stuff's going to be there, then we have an opportunity with God. Something he showed me, he says, if you will believe me on a daily basis, say daily, to deliver you from the evil of the world. Now, I never thought about that, because I thought, well, I'm going to go out there. I'm going to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. You know, I never thought about being delivered from all this. I'm just going to go and stand up against it. Praise the Lord. I'm covered. I'm strong. And God said, I want you to start believing me. Because not only did he pray it there, he prayed it in the Lord's Prayer. Now, look at this in the Lord's Prayer. Go to Matthew chapter 6. Now, the Lord's Prayer, we're finding out are components or aspects of prayer. And from worship to kingdom transference to daily manna to position. But watch what he says here at the latter part of this prayer. A lot of times we go through this, we don't see this. Now we know now, because the Holy Spirit's been teaching us, that the Lord's Prayer is not a recital. I mean, if it's a recital like we've been doing it, it had been answered. It's not a recital. They're components of prayer. We spend a lot of time like, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. That's not just a recital. That is a position of worship, intimacy, love, communion. Amen? That wasn't just to be meant to pray in 10 seconds to be over with. Sometimes you can spend 2 hours in that place. Amen? Because before that, he said, if you pray, when you man pray, he goes, enter into your closet and shut the door. Enter into the inner sanctuary, shut the door of the world, the flesh, and the devil, and pray before your Father. So when he's saying, our Father which art in heaven, you were in his presence. You were in his glory. You were in his love. You were in intimacy. That was an operation of prayer. And then we saw, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. That's another operation. Now, I want to share this part here in verse 9, he says, after this manner, pray you therefore, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed, say hallowed, be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive our debts. That's a whole other operation. Forgive trespasses. Forgive debt. That's an operation you have to spend time in. Glory to God. Now look at verse 13. How many times have we read this? Now watch this. We're praying now. Now, the Lord said this, the Lord's Prayer and the components thereof are meant to be exercised on a daily basis. Say daily. That's why he said, give us this day our daily bread. He says there's different levels of bread here. There's bread for your spirit. There's bread for your soul. There's bread for your mind. There's bread for your body. I'm not talking about just eating. There's sufficiency of God that'll get into your flesh strength. Amen. There's daily manna for your provision. God will deal it out daily. Like wisdom said, blessed is the man that watching daily at my gates, waiting daily at the post of my door. Say daily. We have to understand that God, he creates a day. Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits. So many times we're missing what God's doing because we're not adequately positioned to receive what he has for us on a daily basis. God's got a lifetime plan for us. He's got a plan for next year, this year, but he's also got a plan for each day. And what he's teaching me, because I want you to learn how to receive what I'm apportioning for you every day. Because if you don't receive it, that part you don't get. And you got to learn to receive it. You have to be in a position to receive it. Amen. But he said something very remarkable here. And this is what he put on my heart very strongly. In verse 13, he says, lead us not, say lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil. Now, sometime you'll wake up and your day is going to be awesome. And other times you're going to wake up and you're going to get blindsided by something. And what God wants to do is remove some of these blindsides that come against our life. Because you never know what day you're going to wake up, what the enemy might have prepared for you. And you don't know when you wake up what God has prepared for you until you meet with him. Amen. But there's also the enemy orchestrating things against your life by the show of hands, just the stuff that's happened this year alone since the turn of the year. Give me one more hand if you've encountered something pretty major in the last month. Raise your hand. See what I mean? Now, what the Spirit of the Lord, what the Father was sharing with me, he says, if you will pray, and he goes, now don't just pray this. Deliver me from the evil. Leave me not in the temptation, deliver me from the evil, because don't do that. He says, get with me. This is the time after you're in the intimacy, but if you will actively believe me to lead you not into temptation for that day, say that day. There are several prayers I'm praying now on a daily basis I'm not going to miss. One of them is the prayer of dunamis in Ephesians 3. I pray that all the time. I told Anna, I said, I pray that before I go up to the Father. I'm praying that as soon as I get to the door, I'm praying that prayer, because I found out dunamis will help me abide with God. When the dunamis power comes, it'll help me shift and abide, because it empowers Christ in me. And a lot of times if I'm feeling waiting, I can't get where I want to get, I'll pray that dunamis. It's like a triple shot. I mean, just whoo. It not only just does something. Start doing it this week alone and see what I mean. But there's another thing the Lord said. He goes, after you fellowship, I want you to believe me to deliver you or lead you around temptation that the enemy has assigned for you, even though you don't know it. If you'll believe me every day to lead me not into temptation, or lead me not, or deliver me from the testing, deliver me from the trial, deliver me from the evil of this day. Because I don't know when I'm going to wake up. I don't know about you, but when you stand on front lines, sometimes this stuff hits you. Now, God's love will give you a certain armor, and I don't know better word, but I pride myself in that armor. It's this wonderful armor, and it shields you. But God said, just because I'm shielding you doesn't mean I don't also want to deliver you from it. Just because I'm shielding you, you got a shield around you. Also, I want to lead you around certain things the enemy is prepared for your life. Because if you will actively believe me every day to lead you not into temptation, testing, or trial, but deliver you from evil situations, evil circumstances, because I'll do things for you. I'll keep you from the evil. Not only will you have a shield, you'll get led around situations. You'll get led around what the enemy's been orchestrating you, and God will do that for you. He goes, I want to make smooth paths for your feet. He goes, so many people misunderstand me as a father. They think that I'm calling all this to give them a hard time to develop them. He goes, listen, I can develop you in my love much better than testing and trials. He goes, I can draw you up in my love. He goes, haven't I showed you how thorough my love is to change you? Now, if people are not going to change any other way, what happens? They're going to find themselves out of alignment and end up falling into useless temptations, testing, and trials. Otherwise, they wouldn't have gone through. Amen? But if God say, if we will believe him to lead us around, say, lead us around. Lead me around. Father, get me out of the path of the destroyer. Keep me from the roaring lion. Listen, we're no match for him in our own strength, but in God's strength, we can stand against him. But listen, just because I can stand against it don't mean I need to stand right in front of him every day. I don't need to go right in the middle of evil to be tested with it. Jesus already won that battle for us. 40 days in the wilderness, he was tested. What do you think he went there? He did that for you. So he was tested on your behalf for 40 days. Temptation, testing, trial. When he won that battle, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and he did that for us. He stood the gap for us. That's why we can pray. Say, pray. Father, lead me away. Lead me around. I don't have to go through this, because I've already had my elder brother go through it for me. My high priest has already won that battle for me. I can get into him and say, lead me around. I don't want to get blindsided today. I don't want to encounter situations. Now, certain things I need to encounter, I'll encounter. But if there's certain things the enemy's orchestrated for me, I don't need to be standing in front and taking the bullet just because I know how to take the bullet. Get me around it. Glory to God. So get me around it. Some days you won't need it, but some days you will need it. Oh, some of the days that I have been blindsided, I'm like, Lord, I wish I'd have done that beforehand. When I got blindsided, I'm like, it took me 3 days. You should take me 3 months. But if you'll believe God, He'll get you around certain things. He'll put a shield around you. Be some kind of relationship show up. That's wearing some sheep clothing, but underneath it, it's not so sheepish. It's more like Cujo. Wrapped in sheep clothing. And sometimes you won't know that or see that. God will deliver you from the evil. He'll deliver you from temptation. He'll deliver you around, but you have to believe Him for it. He said, listen, it's like everything else. You're going to have to believe Me for this. This is what He told me. He says, it's not just going to naturally come upon you. He goes, you're going to have to believe. He goes, do you naturally enter into the right hand of God? I said, I do if I, he goes, I do if I approach Him, but I'm not going to just sit there and do nothing and think I'm going to dwell in the heavenlies. If you wake up and do nothing, you think you're going to dwell in the mountain of God? No. You have to actively be positioned. He says, but if you'll actively believe Me, God will deliver you around temptation, around trial, around the enemy's devices against you. He'll move you around it. He'll move you away from it. You'll be able to sidestep it. It won't come nigh your dwelling. All your paths will be paths. He goes, I want your paths to be paths of peace. I want your days filled with pleasantness. Why do we have to have our days filled with disruption all the time? Why can't we have days just filled with pleasantness all day? I mean, I can dwell with a father when I get in the earth. I'm like, don't have to deal with this all the time. He goes, there are certain things I can get you around. He goes, I didn't call that. I didn't order it. I had nothing to do with it. But a lot of times we contribute that and attribute. And the first thing of getting around something is to stop attributing everything that shows up in your life as, God, why did you let this happen to me? And God said, I didn't let it happen to you. If you would have believed Me for that day to lead you around it, it would not have happened. I am your exceeding great and precious shield, and I have power to deliver you from the evil of every day. There's going to be evil come against you. Some days will be filled with glory. Other days will be evil assigned against you, and God can deliver you from it. He can get you right around it. Hallelujah. Glory to God forever. He said, but you'll have to believe Me. And He says, if you don't believe Me, that I, He goes, this is designed for daily, say daily. He said, don't forget to do this. So many times we just don't make time and we're missing so many of the good things God will give us for each day. This is a very powerful thing He'll give us if we'll make the time to get positioned and pray properly for the Father and believe Him to lead us around and deliver us from the evil. In the business world, sometimes you are confronted with adverse circumstances that were not designed by God. And God can get you around that adverse circumstance. Now look at this. When God's delivering you, what do you think He's delivering you to? He's moving you away from the evil and moving you into favor. He's moving you away from adversity and into blessing. Now I want you to go over real quick to John chapter 11. This is really powerful. This is the raising of Lazarus, but there's some, the Lord operated in this. And I see what the Lord's wanting to do. He's wanting to teach us how to walk, say, in the light of every day. Every day is going to have light or darkness. And wherever you're at, wherever you're positioned. I said, Lord, is it that simple, really? He said, it is if you will truly believe Me. And I said, well, why do I get to do this every day? Why can't I just pray one prayer and it'd be for the whole week? I said, look, I'll pray this prayer and just, you know, for the next 7 days. He goes, because what I want is I want your dependency upon Me, not on yourself. He goes, there's a lot of things you're enduring because you got dependency still because you can handle it. And God, He delights the fact that you can handle your warfare. It's not burying you, but God actually wants to now deliver us from some of this stuff. We wouldn't even have to encounter it in the first place. Amen. He goes, if you'll truly depend on Me and understand you belong to another kingdom, you are not subject to the trials of this earth and the fiery trials of this earth, even though your enemy has been planning it and preparing it for you, and he's putting a table in front of you, God's got a table too. God will prepare a table right in the presence of your enemies. Well, you don't have to eat from his table. You can eat from God's table. He goes, but you're going to have to depend on me if you really want this. Depend enough to come to me daily and say, God, deliver me from the evil of this day. I don't know what's coming, but deliver me. You do deliver me from it. Lead me around temptation. Lead me around trial. Lead me around pain. Lead me around adverse circumstance. Why do we always think we got to go through pain all the time? Like no pain, no gain. When all her ways are ways of pleasantness, all her paths are peace. But that's the ways of wisdom. Because wisdom's not going to lead you in the midst of a storm. Wisdom is going to lead you around. Amen. And if a storm should come, wisdom's going to elevate you. Amen. Above it. Glory to God. I said, what are you doing with all this? He goes, I want to teach you daily dependency, but I want to teach you what all I have for you on every day. He goes, I have daily manna for you. He goes, there's a lot of days go by and you don't get what I have prepared for you because you don't pray for it and depend on it. And therefore you're left to your own device to go try to get that manna that I was going to give you in the first place. Like you don't ever know when someone's going to send you an email with four Super Bowl tickets where you take two and sell two. I mean, who was ever going to think about that I'm going to get $3,500 and pay off my loan over here with Super Bowl tickets? I mean, that's the kind of thing God likes to do. Amen. The reason it's not happening is because we are constantly contributing storms in our life as God's doing all this. When God's saying, I'm really not doing this. I'm trying to get you out of it, not in it. I am your father. Do you wish that for your children? Okay, son, we're going to have some storms today. Go on out there. Here you go. I'll bow you on into it. You and the Father's not going to do that. Why would our Father do that? We don't belong to this world. We belong to Him. We belong to His peace. We belong to His glory. We belong to His love. He wants our ways, the ways of pleasant and paths of peace. He wants to get us around. Not always through. He had to adjust my thinking because I'm ready to bulldoze through because I got His love on me. I'm ready. Come on, let's go. Hallelujah. So here Jesus, John 11. This is about Lazarus. Remember the story of Lazarus? And so Lazarus was sick. Verse 1. Now, certain man sick named Lazarus of Bethany. He was very good friends with the Lord. And it was Mary which anointed the Lord of the ointment and wiped his feet, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore, his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, whom thou lovest is sick. Oh, dear Lord, the doctrines that have been produced from these verses because they don't know the laws of meditation, Lord. And when Jesus heard that, he said that this sickness is not on death, but for the glory of God. God's just calling him to suffer. Hallelujah. Well, if you'd read down to the bottom, he goes, did I not say to you right before he raised him, this sickness was not on death? He was decreeing that it was not unto death. Even though Lazarus died, he decreed this is not unto death. But the glory of the Father is going to raise him. And my Father is going to be known. Now watch this. Do you think God put the sickness on him then so he could raise him from the dead? No, the enemy did that. But God showed his glory in the midst of all this. Now watch this. He says, now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. He was very good friends with them. They were in close relationship. And when he heard therefore that he was sick, now watch this. He abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Now if you have the glory of God on you and you can raise the dead and your good friend is sick nigh unto death and you get the news, what are you going to do? You're going to get on the airplane or get on your donkey or whatever you're going to do. You're going to get over there. and raise him up. Amen. But what he do? He sat 2 days. Still sat 2 days. And they got angry for him. Both Martha and Mary came at him both in this chapter. Lord, if you'd been here, he wouldn't have died. Why did you wait? Martha went at him first. He said, did I not say that this sickness was not unto death? He goes, I am the resurrection. What are you worried about? She didn't get what she want. So she sends her other sister over there. Lord, by this time, he stinketh. But I know whatsoever you say, it'll be done. He goes, I'm the resurrection. How about that? I'm the life. He that believeth on me shall not be dead. She goes, yeah, I know all that. I know all that. So she didn't get what she wanted. So she went to the other sister. You go talk to him. Because they were upset because he waited 2 days. And he died. And this is what Jesus was groaning about. Because he was groaning in the midst of all the unbelief because nobody was listening to him. Nobody was hearing his word. Everybody said, oh, how he loved him. He was groaning because all the unbelief that was around him. Now watch this. He waited 2 days. And why did he wait 2 days? Well, I heard somebody preach one time. Well, he waited 2 days so Lazarus could die so God could show the glory. God doesn't think like that. He waited 2 days because his discernment foresaw a trap being laid for him. Now watch what happens here. Watch how the Father stopped him. Lead me not in what? Temptation? Wait. Say wait. Don't go now. Don't be pressured. Wait. And he abode 2 days. In place he was, verse 7. Then after that, he said, disciples, let's go to Judea. Let's go. And his disciples said to him, Master, the Jews have late to sought to stone you. You're going there again? He goes, why do you think we waited 2 days? He saw the trap being laid. I really want to get to the place where I see the trap before it shows up. Amen. I'm ultimately is where we want to get to that kind of light to where we see it before it happens. But God is still giving us an operation. Even when we can't see in front of our day, God will give us a prayer. Lead me not. Say, lead me not. Lead me not into temptation. Now imagine if he left, he would have been subject to that assignment. They were laying wait to stone him. He would have been subject. He himself had to walk in the light. Notice what he said here. He said, Jesus answered, he said, are there not 12 hours in a day? If a man, verse 9, walketh in the day, he stumbleth not because he sees the light of this world. But if he's walking in the night, he's going to stumble because the light's not in him. He was using that illustration about day and night. He goes, but in the kingdom, you're going to have to walk in the light of the kingdom of God. He waited even at the prospect of Lazarus dying. It didn't move him from his position because he said, this sickness is not unto death. But I'm not going to stand and walk right in the middle of a trap either. So he waited. And Lazarus died. But he didn't, he says, Lazarus dead. He goes, no, Lazarus just sleeping. Don't worry about it. They said, he's dead, Lord. He goes, look, I know I'm trying to, you ever heard of the thing called confession? He was speaking the truth. Now watch what happens here. He gets led around this thing. And then now he's honing in on the Father's plan, but he's led around the assignment. This is where we got to get to. The Lord said, you got to get here. You got to get to the place. Because right now you need to start putting your dependency upon me to keep you from the evil of the day, to keep you in the glory all the day long. Did you know that a simple prayer of obedience every day of properly surrendering, when the Father properly sees that you're dependent upon him in that prayer, he's going to answer that for you. He's going to deliver you from stuff. He's going to deliver you. The other day, I have no idea. I was turning a corner and I saw the car come at me right here. Now the car's here and here's the front of my car And all of a sudden, I just went like that. I blinked, and the car passed right behind me. Now, there's no possible way, because I thought that thing was going to hit me. Because it was already, his front was at my front, and when I blinked, because I went like that, it went right behind me. Isn't that glorious? Same thing happened when I was in Mexico. We went in the mountains. We had a revival in the mountains, and we were coming home, and we were in a large van, and there was somebody crossing in front of us, and we slammed the brakes on it. I kid you not, I don't know how that worked. We slammed the brakes, and they end up going behind us. I don't know how it worked, but we slammed the brakes. We skidded past them, and they end up going behind us, and they were already in front of us. Like a big angel just pulled them behind us. That kind of thing. Say, lead me not into temptation. Deliver me. Deliver me. Deliver me from the evil. You don't have to be such a big shot all the time in God. You can be a son and a daughter, and the Father can lead you around situations. In your business, you don't have to be a big shot and try so hard. God can lead you around adversity and get you into favor instead. Amen? Say, all my paths are paths of peace. All the ways of God. I'm believing these days are going to be ways of pleasantness and paths of peace. Amen? I want to live not only in the glory where He is, I want to live here with Him. Amen? Say, leave me not. Leave me not. Leave me not. Glory to God forever. Woo, let's give Him glory. Hallelujah. You can go read that. Read that verse. You'll see all that. Martha and Mary coming at Him. Lord, if you'd have been here, He wouldn't have died. He goes, I am here. I'm the resurrection. What are you worried about? Glory to God forever. Let's all stand for a minute. I want to pray. I hear Father saying, if you will learn dependency, you won't have to go through near the pain you're going through. Some of you are in one circumstance of pain after another, and there's a sore frustration because of it. It's because you're not properly aligned. And if you allow the Father to bring in alignment and start praying every day for daily bread, and pray every day, lead me not. Say, lead me not. Father, thank You for Your glory. Father, thank You for harmony. I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, not only is there harmony in me, I want harmony now where You are. I want to teach You, saith the Lord, how to walk in a harmonious life. Harmony in business, harmony in ministry, harmony in relationships. I want to teach You the ways of harmony, saith the Lord. I want to teach You the ways of peace, the paths of peace. It begins, saith the Lord, with dependency. It begins to know that if I walk out in my own strength, I'm going to have to handle things in my own strength. But if I walk out covered, clothed, and my day has been prepared for me, and God has gone before me to make the, what? Crooked places straight, then I can walk in paths of peace and harmony. Now, hear the Spirit of the Lord tell me to tell you something. He says, if you'll do this and spend quality time for the next 7 days and pray, pray to be led around temptation, be delivered from the evil. If you'll pray for 7 days, you're going to see a change in the way your day operates in the kingdom of God. You're going to see a transitionary change in the way your days go. You're going to walk into a business where your employer is the meanest, amen. And he's going to end up having favor with you. You're going to have favor with him. That you're going to, instead of your day being filled with frustration, but I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, don't just flippantly say, leave me not. I'm in a hurry, Lord. Leave me not in temptation. Deliver me from the evil. I got to go. Say, God, I don't want to deal with this today. And I hear somebody's in here. You're in a fiery circumstance right now. And you've asked the Lord, you said, Lord, I don't know what to do. I've done all I know. And the Lord says, not really. But if you'll begin surrendering first and realize the Father's called you to peace. The Father's called you to rest. The Father's called us to harmonious circumstances, harmonious paths. That if you believe him to lead you around and pray earnestly, lead me around, Father. I don't, just admit it. Say, I don't want to face the things that I'm not called to face. Deliver me from the evil. Then you're going to be led around. You're going to be led into harmonious peace and blessing and favor. And things are going to start happening for you. I hear the Lord saying, if you'll do this for 7 days, earnestly, you'll see a massive transition in your day. And then it's going to set up a lifestyle of it. The Father will answer the prayer is what he's telling me. Amen. How many of you are going to do this for 7 days? You're going to see, we're going to have testimonies from this. You're going to start seeing things change because God's going to be with you. Amen. And confess that all my ways are ways of pleasantness. All your ways, God, are ways of pleasantness. Today, I'm walking in the way of pleasantness. Today, I'm walking in the way of peace. God said, I'll make even your enemies to be at peace with you. Father, make straight paths. Make all the crooked places straight. There's crooked places in a day. Listen to me, I'm telling you. The Father's going to straighten them for you. There's crooked places. You can't keep trying to straighten it all on your own. You don't have to do that. God, he'll straighten them for you. Amen. Father, straighten our paths. And I hear one more thing. He's telling me to tell you very clear. He says, it must be daily. He goes, if you don't bring it into daily, you'll never learn the true dependency of what God wants, the daily dependency. Amen. He's going to make things smoother for us. Amen.
Years back, there's a pastor that passed away already. His name was Adrian Rogers. And this goes in line with exactly what we learned today, because it's not only praying in the morning before your day gets started, but it's a continual dependence on the Lord all day long. And he said some powerful truths that to this day they've always helped me. And he said, let's get this down plain and straight. He says, temptation's going to come. He said, it's going to come. He says, the question is, will you yield to Satan or will you yield to Christ? He says, that's been settled. He said, Why fight a battle already lost when you can enjoy a victory already won? And then he said, yield to Jesus. So even when we pray that during the day, we yield to him all day long. We're yielding to him, acknowledging him as our deliverer.
Yes. And if you'll yield to him the first part of your day, he's going to keep you from a lot of stuff. Amen.
Hey, I have a verse that just goes with everything that he said today, and it's Psalm 91:3, and it says that he will deliver you from the fowler's snare, and that is a trap that a hunter will set out to catch game in. So he will deliver you from the traps and the snares of the devil if you will believe him for it.
Yeah. And listen, I know I'm saying this, but it's amazing when I say things. You need to do this daily. The reason why he wants to see the dependency. If he doesn't see the dependency, then you go out on your own. That's why he wants it daily. That's why you can't pray one prayer and it's for the whole year. He wants it daily. It's part of the relationship, but God is going to get involved with your day. He tells me, I want to smoothen people's days out. That's what he told me. He told me, I want to smooth your days out too. I said, well, they're pretty good. He goes, yeah, they're with me. But then you go out here and you get blindsided. He goes, you don't have to always be blindsided by things. He wants to make smooth paths. He goes, all your paths are ways of pleasant. All your paths are peace. And he says, he bathes your path with oil. Amen.